Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author and social and traditional media expert, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kit.
Kit, I'm doing well. I can't believe how fast the year's gone, though, and I was just talking to you guys about this a couple weeks ago, but it's crazy how fast the years go as you get older. And I had turned 50 this year, and I still remember back when I was, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years old, grandparents in New England up there in the summer vacation, which used to be 4 months, it seemed like, telling my grandpa, there's nothing to do. I was moping around with my whip all poked out, and I still remember him saying, enjoy it while you can, Pete. He didn't say little Coach Pete. Well, enjoy it when you can, because as you get older, time really flies. And sure does, doesn't it, guys?
It does. Absolutely.
But hey, you need to enjoy every day. That's my motto. So have fun every day. Learn something new every day, and it's not wasted. So learn one new thing each day.
Yes.
Now, if you learn something in the morning, doesn't mean you have to go home and go to sleep. But it's good to put it in the bank and maybe learn two or three other things.
That's right.
Now, here's a new thing to learn today. It's not a happy thing, but it's an important fact to know.
Right.
Last month, GoBankingRates.com asked 7,000 Americans how much they had in their savings, and 69% said that they had less than $1,000 savings.
Hmm. Yeah, that's 7 out of 10, by the way.
Ooh.
That's a lot of people don't have much money saved.
And of that, so that's 69%. 34% of Americans don't have a dime in their savings account.
Wow.
And 35% have less than $1,000, but have something.
Okay. Wow. You know, now let me tell you this. And then it goes on, 15% have more than $10,000 in their savings account?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the question, and I've become very, very skeptical these days. And a lot of times it's not the answer where you get the perspective. It's the question. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's look at this question. And the survey says that 7 out of 10 Americans have less than $1,000 in their savings account, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm one of them.
Mm,
you know why?
Why's that?
Because you're not getting paid anything in a savings account.
That's true. Ah.
See? So the way it's worded is not that we aren't saving money. We're just not saving at the banks. And the banks are whining, why won't you save with us? Well, because you're not giving us any interest. So, Kit, I think I just busted that little question wide open, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Think about that. All right, 7 out of 10 people are smart enough not to put money at the bank where the bank takes your money and loans it out for 10, 20, 30% on the credit card sometimes and gives you maybe 0.5% per year.
Yeah.
Well, the big thing here is that you go back to what I said when we started. Who did the survey to begin with?
Yep.
Banking Rates.
Yep.
That's who was looking to get the information that they wanted out of the survey.
You got to get up awful early in the morning to fool Coach Pete, by the way. Anyway, but the main thing is, if you're not saving anywhere at all, and there are a lot of people like that,
that's right.
Have more debt than income, then we need to do something about that. But the key to financial planning, to life and retirement planning and building wealth is to have your money work harder than you did to get it. okay? And then have, in other words, have a net positive gain on your money and minimize or eliminate fees, minimize or eliminate risk as we get into retirement, and save as much as we can while we go towards retirement. That's Financial Planning 101.
So if you have a question or would like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach, today is the day. Give Coach Pete's personal hotline a call right now, and he'll get you in touch with your local financial coach. 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. We've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
It's time for a financial definition. Inflation risk describes the uncertainty of the future real value of an investment after accounting for inflation. If your investments aren't matching inflation, you're losing buying power. We call this losing money safely.
And cracking open Coach's Financial Dictionary, Coach, today the term is generally accepted accounting principles. Whenever we get one of these large terms, these things that we hear about all the time, they're generally accepted. What exactly are generally accepted accounting principles?
I'll call the GAAP accounting a CNBC term. If you ever watch CNBC, yeah. they you know, when earnings are coming out, they say, well, GAAP reported this or whatever. So It's a set of rules and guidelines developed by the accounting industry for companies to follow when reporting financial data. In other words, having a uniform set of conduct that everyone can compare themselves to. A benchmark is the GAAP. All right. Following these rules is especially critical for all publicly traded companies so that investors know how to make a logical decision on the facts of the GAAP accounting. So In other words, if, and I'm using the word if very strongly here, if a company follows these rules and actually abides by them, it would be easier for the average investor to know if they should invest in the company based on the facts they're given. You know, like if a company is losing money out the eyeballs, but they show on their accounting statement that everything's fine, and you invest in it, and then the company goes out of business, you've got a problem on your hands, right?
Exactly.
So these aren't necessarily the law of the land, then. They're just an accounting industry standard that some companies may adhere to pieces of? Or
they are generally accepted accounting principles.
Okay,
it's a set of rules and guidelines. They really should adhere to these.
Right.
And if they say they are using GAAP reporting, then it is assumed that they are following the rules.
But the end user still definitely needs to be researching who working with.
It's trust but verify. Ronald Reagan said it good way back in the day. Trust but verify.
Make sure
that you know exactly what's going on. And it's just a good way. If you are trying to be an individual investor and you're trying to invest in companies, one of the things that people overlook, they just look at the stock price and say, hey, it's going up, I need to jump in. Or it's going down, I need to jump out. But they don't look at the bottom line. And that's behind the scenes and what's going on in the books. And so, like, a good company can look bad just because they're spending a lot of money on research and development, whereas a bad company can look good if they cut research and development. The stock looks like they're earning a lot of money, but they're not making anything new in the future.
Yeah, that's a great example.
This happened with some pharmaceutical companies. They cut all the research and development, so their bottom line numbers look good for the quarter. But if you look behind the scenes, they're going out of business because they're not making anything new.
Sure.
So you have to be very careful on when you're individually investing. And that's why we always recommend that you meet with somebody who is a professional in this, and you get a money manager who maybe has a collection of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, annuities, life insurance, whatever, puts together a perfectly designed plan for you and what you're looking for. And the plan should be fully assembled when you get it, not have to go looking for batteries. So you never want that batteries not included on your statement, right?
Oh,
you
no
want
way.
Everything running when you get it, and that's what you're paying your financial professional for.
Well, that's why it's so nice that we have a team of financial coaches who make a no-cost consultation available to all of the Financial Safari listeners. All you have to do is give Coach Pete a call. His personal hotline is 800-604-1099. He'll get you in touch with your local financial coach. Sit down for that initial no-cost consultation and get on the right track. Get the information you need to make the decisions you know are out there while planning for retirement. The number again, 800-604-1099. Get the education you deserve every single week here on the Financial Safari.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
It's easy to think of life insurance as just death insurance because we think it will only benefit our beneficiaries after we pass. While this type of coverage is still around, so someone who's building a legacy plan can still include life insurance as a valuable component, those who want to do more can now perform a variety of investment roles depending on the type of policy chosen. Among all of these life insurance products, making the right choice can be a real challenge. Coach Pete emphasizes the importance of professional guidance through the evolving life insurance landscape.